This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 304. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. You're Jalen Carter there just, you know, saying it won't happen again. Issue on his side. It reminds me of a funny story that happened to me once. I know everyone, you know, goes back to the Seinfeld episode of the second spitter and all that when you think of it. But when I wasn't even a kid, I was older. I'd been 19, 20. Me and my buddies went to Splish Splash, which is, a water park ride out in Long Island where I grew up. I grew up in Franklin Square, Long Island. We went out to a place, we went out to Splish Splash one day, me and like four or five of my buddies. And there is a tall slide there, like one of those high slides. It's pretty much just straight down, but it's high. And there is like a winding staircase to get to the top of the slide. And someone, some idiot, some kid, was like leaning off of, you know, the stairs or whatever and spitting on the people on the line below. Because they didn't let, you kind of just waited on the line at the bottom and then a handful of people were allowed up the stairs at a time. And someone was in the staircase, like leaning over and spitting on the people online. And people were complaining and everything. And security went up. I'll never forget it. Security went up and then came back down and said, "We can't find anybody." I'm like, "What do you mean you can't find? Where are they hiding? It's a staircase, bro. What do you mean you can't find anyone?" "Oh, we can't find anybody. What happened? They jump? They went down the slide? I thought we stopped." Like, I'll never forget that. Like, they stopped the whole thing. They called security over. Security goes up. They come back down. Couldn't find anybody. Like, what do you mean you couldn't find anybody? Someone, and then people continued to get spit on. It was unbelievable. It was a disgusting thing. People are disgusting. Disgusting. Getting spit on at Splish Splash. Getting, you know, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys getting spit on to start the season. Unbelievable. Can you imagine getting kicked? It didn't even play a snap. The best defensive player on the team.
You know what over-under I'd like to set?
What's that?
How soon into tomorrow night's or tonight's Mets game does Gary Cohen make a reference to Keith and
to
Seinfeld?
To Keith and Seinfeld. Oh, absolutely. No, I would, yeah. They don't get through three innings.
If he's there, I think it happens in the first or second inning.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's just Gary and Ron, maybe it takes an extra inning or two.
Yeah. I would think they'd do it pretty quickly. Yeah. The spitter. And I remember. That's a great episode. That is a great episode. But yeah, what an idiot. What an idiot. What an idiot. But listen, it was actually a pretty good football game. I thought the Cowboys looked pretty good. I'm a little nervous about my pick. I got to be honest, the Cowboys look better than I thought they would. I know it's one game, a divisional opponent to start the year, but now the Cowboys have the extra time to get ready for the Giants in week number two. They're going to be heading home feeling like they had an opportunity to beat defending Super Bowl champs, and the Giants walk in who they've owned. That might be a tougher game than I thought. I thought they played well in the second half defensively. In the first half, they struggled defensively. Right, Jalen Hurts was able to do what he wanted to do, running the football around, ran for two touchdowns. It was 21 to 20 at the half, and they only gave up 3 points in the second half. They just couldn't score. It became a defensive struggle, especially after the lightning storm and everything. But they completely shut down Saquon Barkley in the second half. Completely shut him down. And I do think that passing attack, we saw, you know, George Pickens get a couple of catches, 3 for 30. They used the tight end, Ferguson, had 5 receptions. CeeDee Lamb, if it wasn't for the drops, they might win this game. If it wasn't for CeeDee Lamb's drops, they might win the game. So, as a Giant fan, especially now, it feels like that Andrew Thomas, again, was a partial participant in practice. Like, I don't even know if he's going to play on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to play week two. But I'm out there on a limb. I think the Giants are going to win both those games. But I have to tell you, I thought the Cowboys looked pretty good last night. And you know the Eagles are good. You know what the Eagles are. Even without Jalen Carter, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. They might be right back in the Super Bowl. But I thought the Cowboys looked better than I expected. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Chris, let's pack our bags and go to the Misty Mountains for a second.
Let's
enter the world of James Robert Rule Tolkien. Mm-hmm. Have you ever read The Silmarillion?
I've read parts of it. I know it's more of like a collection of stories. It's like a
it's the origin story.
Yeah, it's like the origin
of that universe.
Yeah, yeah. I have not read the whole thing, no.
I mean, I did not know you were a Lord of the Rings fan. I finished it last week. I've read it a couple times. I really enjoy Tolkien's writing. And
yeah, as a kid, I've read, because my dad would read me The Hobbit more than Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Then we talked about Lord of the Rings as I got older and stuff. But like, I've read The Hobbit like 10 or 12 times. I'm trying to think how many times I've read Lord of the Rings like once or twice, and then I've listened to the books once or twice as well. I'm a big audio book guy.
Chris, when I'm not on the radio talking, you guys are listening to you. I'm going through audiobooks and reading.
Yeah, I'm a huge, I think, rate. Yeah, I think audiobooks are fantastic. I love audiobooks.
Audiobooks saved a series called The Wheel of Time for me, which is an incredibly long series. Mm-hmm. And because of audiobooks, I've now listened to it 12 times.
I just started Steinbeck's East of Eden, and on the audiobook. We'll see how far I get. It's a long one. So.
Oh, everything. Chris, when I read Shakespeare, I have it in my hands reading it, and I listen to it.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest performances ever. Anyway, with The Silmarillion, I mean, you find out Elrond is half-human. Mm-hmm. Galadriel is thousands of years old and older. Gandalf is an immortal angel, essentially. Mm-hmm. And you get the origin story. He bases it in an abstract way on the physics of the Big Bang, which it's so brilliant. It's uncanny. To read it as an adult when you have a more mature understanding of what's going on, you get the brilliance of Tolkien.
I have a copy at the house. I have a copy of The Silmarillion at the house. I don't think I've ever read the whole thing, though. But I'll take a look at it.
No, it's well worth it. And I got it. One quick Yankee point, and you know I'm the biggest Stanton fan there is. His stance is very closed off right now, and I know he hit a mammoth one the other night. He's slumping right now. They got to get him to open his stance up a little bit. I'm a little worried about that going against Toronto, but of course
I just think he's slumping. He was closed off when he was going through it too. I mean, I don't think it's any extra closed off. I mean, I shouldn't say that. It is more closed off than it's been prior, in prior seasons. I don't think it's any more closed off than it was when he was hot a week and a half ago. But that's all I'm saying. I don't think he needs to open anything up. I just think he needs to get his swing going. But we still haven't seen the flailing at the outside pitch as much. Like, we still haven't seen those miserable at bats where he's just way off, flailing at every outside slider. He's still been better than that, but he's cooled off. What is he? He's 1 for his last 22 or something. He went 0 for 10 in the series against the White Sox or You know, and then, but he's getting in, you know, mixed playing time, and now who knows? He might be, his legs might be tired playing three straight games in the outfield. That's crazy to say for a professional.
As much as I hate to say it, if he sat the first game against Toronto, I think he'd come back in the next two and hit a couple
of things. I think there's a good chance he does. I think there's a chance he does hit the first game against Toronto. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, getting him going is very important. Keeping him hot is very important to this offense, no doubt.
No doubt about it. I think there's a big run in front of us, and I'm still hoping for a Subway Series and we beat the Mets in seven, like Big Mike used to say.
Yeah, listen, that would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I like this Yankee team. I do. I know it's up and down, and they do dumb things. But, again, watching them play these teams, if you're a New York baseball fan, if you're a Met fan, you just saw the Tigers. Are the Tigers the best team in the American League? Yeah, anyone can have a bad couple games, and they did win the final game of that series. But, I mean, they don't scare me at all. We just got done playing the Astros. Now, they're the nemesis, and they've beaten the Yankees every single time in every single big spot for a decade, so I can't just dismiss them. But you just watch this team. Are they a team the Yankees can't beat? Are they better than the Yankees? Now, I know the Red Sox have had their number. The Blue Jays, over the last 50-plus games, have been a 500 team. They've built this division lead based on one hot streak, one 20-game hot streak, where they went something like 17-3. That's what they've built this entire record on. And while they've played well against the Yankees, I don't think they're better than the Yankees. And the same thing with the Red Sox. They've outplayed the Yankees when they've lined up on the same field. But I watch a lot of the Red Sox. I watch a lot of the Blue Jays. I watch a lot of the Red Sox. The Red Sox kick the ball around. The Red Sox are just as sloppy as the New York Yankees, more sloppy. They are a bad defensive team. They just lost Roman Anthony. I think outside of their ace, I don't think the starting pitching is overly good. Chapman is the only arm in the bullpen that really makes me nervous, and he's been great this year, don't get me wrong. And this offense goes through stretches where they don't hit very well. So, like, I don't think the Red Sox are any better than the Yankees. I don't think there's another team in the American League that's better than the Yankees. It's just a matter if they play their game, which, obviously, they have not done consistently enough, and that's what makes you nervous. And that's why I don't put much stock into beating these good teams, or that somehow that's going to make, that's why I'm laughing at the idea that, oh, they won this series against the Astros, therefore we don't have to worry about them in the postseason. Or if the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 2 out of 3, suddenly that's no longer a problem. And if they beat the Red Sox, well, clearly this means they can beat the Red Sox in the postseason. They can beat the Red Sox in the postseason right freaking now. They could beat the Red Sox in the postseason if they lose all 3 games in a week. Like, it doesn't matter. It's so overblown, it doesn't matter. Like, the Talking Yanks guys and John Boy, I think they do a good job. They just put out a video the other day, like, how many games do the Yankees need to win out of these 12 to take them seriously? And only two people, they went through the office, and only two people gave the right answer. I take them seriously right now. That's the only answer. The Yankees don't need to win 8 of 12 or 9 of 12 or 7 of 12 or at least go 500. They don't have to do any of that. They have to get in and then play well once they're in. That's it. Because if they do that, I still think they're the best team in the American League, no matter what happens the rest of these games. Danny and Seaford, what's up, Danny?
C-Mac, thank you very much for taking the call.
You got
my
it,
friend.
Buddy. What's up?
You're right. I got to tell you, you know, you're reliving and rehashing my childhood memories when you're talking about Splish Splash. Oh, what a wonderful, what a great place. And, you know, you were talking about Cliff Diver. That's the ride.
Is that what it's called? Cliff Diver? Yeah.
Yeah. But there's always punks on that. But anyway, yeah. I remember as a young kid, we would go there every year. And every year I would think the Mets are out of it and they're done and they're over. But I got to tell you, here we are. It's September now, going into September 5th. And here we are. We're still relevant, and I feel good. I feel good. I know there's a lot of question marks, and you know, the pitching is you know, a problem from time to time. But hey, you know, we're here. You know.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're here. There's no doubt about it. And yeah, Splish Splash was a fun play. I don't know if we went every year, but we went every once in a while, and then. That one time we went when I was older with the guys, that was fun. We were just messing around being stupid. The Yankees, the Mets, of course they're in it. I mean, right now, headphone sounds weird. They're about to play the Cincinnati Reds, who they currently are 5 games up in the wild card. The Giants, who are 9-1, have overtaken them. So they're 4 games up on the Giants. They are, how many games back of the Phillies? They are 6 games back of the Phillies. So the division's going to be tough to catch. It's not over, but 6 games with, 20 to play, a little bit more than 20 to play, is tough. No doubt. But so is losing a 4 game. Like, they're going to the postseason. The Mets are a playoff team. Right now, it looks like they're 5 games behind the Cubs for that top wild card spot. It looks like they are going on the road in a wild card series. But, yeah, they're right here. And they're as dangerous as anyone, too. This offense right now, look at what this offense has done for the last month. Like, not just Juan Soto, Vientos, McNeil, who I gotta give him a bunch of apologies. I have killed Jeff McNeil over the last 2 years. I've been fed up with Jeff. He's having a really good season. There's just no two ways around it. He's having an excellent season. Obviously, Lindor has been coming out of it over the last month. Nimmo has been a completely different player than that stretch where he just looked awful for a month. He's been having a, overall the season's actually pretty damn good. Vientos has reawoken. Like, just the offense in general, I think they're saying Alvarez, who is one tough son of a gun. My goodness, the guy is just banged up all over the place. Broken pinky, ligaments in his thumb, everything else going on. He's hit a grand slam the other day in minor leagues. He's going to be recalled and back with the team. But even the backup catchers have been hitting during this stretch. Everyone's hitting. This offense is as good as any offense in the National League. And it's just a matter of getting that pitching in line, and hopefully you feel good about McLean. We'll see what Sproat can do on Sunday. You're going to have another start from Tong here coming up. And, yeah, absolutely, the Mets are in it. The bullpen scares you. The rotation scares you. The offense is dominant. That's kind of the feeling around the Mets right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free?
Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Thunder! All right, 324. McMonagall here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. As football season is now underway, the first football Friday of the year following the first game of the season as the Eagles took down the Cowboys 24-20. As, I mean, that's some coaching staff. I thought they played well, but it is, I mean, the coaching staff of Schottenheimer and Eberflus for the Cowboys. As, I mean, he's never coached at head coached at any level, and Eberflus proved to be one of the worst head coaches we've ever seen. So, I mean, this Cowboys coaching staff, plus everything that goes on with that franchise, losing Micah Parsons, I actually was encouraged if I were a Cowboys fan with how they played, but makes me a little nervous for my prediction of Giants going 2-0, but that was, you get the Jalen Carter spitting and Dak Prescott. Interesting start to the NFL season. And I guess we could just go through. I don't really know if people care too much about predictions and everything. I know a lot of shows like to give you some, but I guess, like, I think I'll just give you the Super Bowl as we get ready for picks. I'll give you some of my thoughts on the teams this year. I think this is the year. I don't know why I feel this way. And I think week one might tell us a lot. I think this is the year Lamar Jackson gets to the Super Bowl. I think they're the best team in the AFC. I think they're the most complete team, the Ravens. I understand what Josh Allen is for Buffalo and how, you know, they obviously beat them in the playoffs last year and what Buffalo does and how consistent they've been. But I still think Harbaugh is the better coach. I think they're the more well-rounded roster. I think the issue with them is, they were talking a little bit about it in the pregame or during the lightning delay on the broadcast, is like even more than Buffalo. Buffalo has lost big games, and specifically to the Chiefs, the hump they can't get over. Baltimore has kind of beat themselves in these big games. It's not just that they were beaten by a team they can't get over the hump with. Like, they don't play well. They're this dominant force all regular season, and then in the big games, they just don't. Whether they change their style and start throwing the ball all over the place like they did a couple years ago, or just have, you know, too many mental mistakes and cost themselves games. But I think, I don't know why, maybe it's, he should have won the MVP last year. His numbers deserved it. And I just think they're the most consistently well-run team. I think this is the year. You're trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs every year, so I can't pick the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, I suppose I could. But I just think Baltimore is going to be tested in a tough division with the Steelers and Bengals. Although we'll see about the Bengals and their defense and all the stuff that's gone on there, their offensive line. But obviously Joe Burrow is the most popular bet at +600, the most popular bet MVP choice on betting sites right now. Joe Burrow is the most popular MVP candidate. But so it's a tough division, top to bottom. I think even Cleveland has a chance to be good, and you might even hear, or better, and you might hear me talk about that in my picks this week for week one. I just think this is the year I think this is the year the Ravens get to the Super Bowl. And then in the NFC, I'm going to go to a team that last year had the disastrous game, and I think they're building something. And even though they lost both coordinators, I think the Lions are getting to the Super Bowl this year. I like, obviously, what what Campbell is building there. The offensive coordinator is pretty much the understudy of Ben Johnson anyway. The offense isn't going to change. I think they're still dynamic. I think they're building. I think the defense is still very talented. I know they've lost both coordinators here, but if you're going to lose both coordinators, I do think the idea that you lose it to a coach as strong and dominant as Campbell is for this team, I don't think it hurts them, and especially because the offense is pretty much going to stay the same as, you know, Ben Johnson's right-hand man took over the job. So, like, I feel really good about the Lions. I think, again, another battle-tested division with the Packers, Vikings, and Bears in it. I think that could be a team you're looking at, a division where maybe all four teams are battling for a playoff spot up until the end, maybe even make it. I'm going to go with the Lions getting to the Super Bowl this year, and I think I have a feeling it's going to be the Ravens over the Lions in the Super Bowl this year. Quick Super Bowl prediction, please. I know I'm putting you on the spot and how much we love that, but just a quick Super Bowl.
That's all right. So I have the same AFC team as you. I think it's the Ravens. Because you want to pick a team that's not the Chiefs, even though we'll be sitting here at the end of January, early February.
We're all thinking the Chiefs will win the game.
Yeah, like why didn't I pick the Chiefs? Especially because I think there's a real chance that Patrick Mahomes kind of has a year to remind everybody how good he is.
Yep.
But the Ravens, you said it, on paper, they're the best team.
Yeah.
If not this year...
When?
You wonder when or if ever. So I'm going to give the edge to the Ravens over the Bills. And I do have an NFC North team in the Super Bowl. I had them there before a big trade last week. Now it's annoying because it's so public, but I'll stick with them. Ravens over Packers in the Super Bowl.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, listen, and that's another popular one. Jordan Love for MVP is another popular bet. They're obviously talented. That defense is good. They're young. The offensive line is dominant. That's a trendy pick. I think that's a good pick. I just think, you know, I like the build of the Lions, and I just would love to see the Lions back in the Super Bowl. But yeah, I think that's a really tough division. I think there's the old cliche, I know Keith likes to throw it around, the iron sharpens iron. That division should be tough, should be fun. 888-808-1019. So we both have the Ravens in the Super Bowl. Hopefully that comes to fruition, because even I'm not there as far as Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but I think we'd all be okay if the Chiefs weren't in the Super Bowl. I think we'd all be okay. We'd manage. We'd still feel like it was an NFL season if it didn't end with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Hopefully we get a chance to see it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rob in Manhattan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Very good show. I like it a lot. And I like your Super Bowl picks.
Thank you.
One thing I want to comment on, which I haven't heard yet. I mean, last year the Giants elected to kick off two or three times during the game to the other team. And the other team scored a touchdown and a field goal and a touchdown. And to put a crummy offense in that kind of shape, I mean, I knew the game was over right then on the kickoff when the other team came back and scored a touchdown on the first thing. Well, I don't know why coaching staff always do that when you have a terrible offense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's many reasons why that has become the popular trend, is to defer and get the ball in the second half. One, it prevents the idea of the scoring going into halftime and then giving the ball up. You don't want back-to-back, the double dip, as you know, Francesa would always talk about the double dip. And
as the Patriots and Brady and Belichick made famous.
As the Patriots made famous, yep. You want to avoid that. You don't want them going in the last drive of the first half and then getting the ball back to start the second half. That's kind of the main reason. I think there's just other, if you get that stop, you feel confident, depending on how your defense is. Like, there's reasons. Sometimes you want to grab the bull by the horns and take it and go down and score instead of tone. But I think it's overblown. I think there's a handful of times throughout a season where that will really impact the game, or that decision becomes an important one. It happens every once in a while. There's where that set the tone for the game. But for the most part, I don't think it really matters. And I think most of the time you're just trying to avoid that double dip in the second half. Phil and Howell, what's up, Phil?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you, buddy?
I'd like to talk about I have something to say about the Mets and stuff.
Sure.
All right? I was really annoyed. They take two games from the Tigers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One game from a sweep, all right? They're down 3-2 in the seventh. I mean, you got 20 games left, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting in this pitcher. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Who can't get anybody out, okay? I don't get it. I mean, to me, they just, you know, they gave up the game to see if they can get a pitcher straightened out. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. And I hear the same thing. It's funny because obviously each team has one, right? Ryan Helsley for the Mets and Devin Williams for the Yankees. And I hear that refrain a lot from Mets and Yankee fans that, oh, it's more important, you know, especially from Yankee fans, Devin, and also with the Volpe situation, Devin Williams' feelings is more important than winning. Like that, they're not doing it because they care about this guy's feelings. Despite the fact that you hate them, despite the fact that they've been unsuccessful while pitching for both respective teams, Ryan Helsley throws 102 miles an hour. They traded for him for a reason. They have belief in him. Organizations aren't so quick to just give up on guys. They're not throwing Devin Williams because they want Devin Williams to be happy with them. They're not throwing Devin Williams out there because they want Devin Williams' feelings not to be hurt. They're throwing Devin Williams out there for the same reason you want them to not throw Devin Williams out there, because they think it's what's best for the team, believe it or not. Part of it is if we get him right down the stretch, this game isn't as important. It's not Game 7 of the World Series. Getting him going can be important for us down the stretch. Of course, that goes into it too, but it's ultimately about winning. It's not about feelings. It's not about trying to, you know, make a guy feel good. Other than if you feel like you can get him to feel good, maybe he'll pitch well for you. That game, like, let's be honest, right? The Mets are in a place right now where they're 5 games up in the wild card and they're 6 games back in the division. We know what they're going to be, barring something outrageous one way or the other. Like, you know what they're going to be. And right now, to treat these games like they're Game 7 of the World Series, like, trying to find Ryan Helsley is kind of important, because who else are you going to throw in these late innings? Right? Reed Garrett's hurt. You got Stanek, who hasn't pitched well. You've got Diaz, and that's about all you really trust. Rogers has been okay. Raley's been okay. He's been pretty good. But, like, if you could get Helsley, who throws 102 miles an hour and has been a closer in this league for the last 3 or 4 years, like, if you can get him right, that is more important than one game against the Tigers. It is. Now, do I think they should have thrown him in that spot? Maybe not. Do I think they should continue to throw Devin Williams in his spots that they continue to put him out there in? No. But don't make a misconception that you think they're doing it for some other reason. They're doing it for one reason. They believe it's in the best interest of the team. That's why they do it. You can disagree with it. We can all disagree with it. But that's why they're doing it. That's why they're doing it. Because they believe, and I can tell you as a Yankee fan with Devin Williams, they believe the changeup plays. And they believe it's just a matter of time before Devin Williams figures it out and he's going to be a force for them. They believe that because they don't buy into, because they're with him every day. They talk to him every day, and they don't buy the idea that somehow eyes get glazed over when it comes to big-time situations for the New York Yankees. They don't buy into that the same way we do, and that might be to their failing. In fact, I think it is to their failing. But it's a lot of organizations, and it's not because they want to make this guy feel good or they care more about his feelings than winning or losing. They believe it's in the best interest of the team. That's why they make these decisions. Doesn't mean they're right, but don't say, oh, it's because they're choosing this over that. They're not choosing anything over winning. Maybe that moment, maybe that one particular game or that inning or something, sure. It's 162. You got to play for that. And I think they're throwing Ryan Helsley out there because they, as Mendoza says, we got to get him right. You want to win the World Series or not? If you want to win the World Series, you're going to need guys in the back end of that bullpen more than Diaz. And you traded for Helsley, and he throws 102 miles an hour. Don't you think it's in the best interest of the ball club to figure him out when you're 6 games back of first and you're 5 games up in the wild card, and it probably doesn't matter? Any one game does not matter, win or losing, right now. I know that's hard to fathom, and people get mad when you say that. And every game's important to win. You got to build a winning culture. And it's the end of the year. They're pretty much locked into where they're going to be locked into. There's real no difference between the third wild card and the second wild card. They're 5 games back of the first wild card, 6 games back of the division, and 5 games up of a playoff spot. They're locked in. The only thing that's important now is getting the best possible version of the Mets to the postseason. And I'm sorry, despite not liking it, despite having different options at the time, despite the idea that most of us probably think it's time to just give up on them, they're not going to. Because him finding it gives them the best chance to win a World Series. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Good morning, C-Mac.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Why do they keep on putting him out there, Devin Williams?
I just explained it to you. I literally just explained it to you because they believe him pitching at his best, which has been an elite reliever for his entire career, is what's best for the Yankees in the postseason to win a World Series. You need more arms than just the 2 guys we trust. You can't keep throwing them out there. You can't just keep and Weaver just gave up home runs.
100%, but he's been having many issues.
No,
dots.
Of course,
and he's given it up. He's just thrown it away.
I get it.
And the Hounds are the same thing. But I agree with you on one thing. They have to get both of these guys right.
Right.
But can't they get them right in a little bit less pressure situations or no?
I mean, I guess they can try and start there, but ultimately you got to have faith that you could put a. You can't just get them right and then throw them in nothing situations and then expect to put them in big-time situations in the postseason. Like, you're going to need arms to get through a series, to get through multiple series, to get to a World Series. You might be able to get through the wild card series, but that's not the goal. The goal is to win a championship. And bullpens get tired and overused, and you see the same relievers over and over again. You're not going to make it through a postseason without throwing Devin Williams in a spot where if he blows it, it hurts. Like, you're not going to be able to do that. Same thing with Helsley. I doubt very much the Mets get to a World Series and win it without putting Helsley in a position where if he blows it, the game's over. Like, That's the way it goes. Liam in Blue Point. What's up, Liam?
Hey, C-Mac, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. Tough watch for my Cowboys last night. It kind of hurt a little.
Yeah, well, no. They're playing the Super Bowl champs. I thought defensively they played well in the second half, and I thought they covered. I thought they represented themselves pretty well. And look, if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop those balls, you got a chance to win the game.
Those are tough drops by him. He's got to catch those. But, hey, they didn't get blown out like you thought, though, right?
Nope, you were right, Liam. I thought they were going to get blown out. In the weekly, this pool I do, I picked the Eagles, so I was wrong. I was wrong. Let's see if I can be right for the rest of the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Football Sunday, so good to me. I forgot that we did that. Has it been that long? It has been. All right, let's go. McMonagle picks. We got Fleegs. Obviously, what? I don't even remember who won last year. Marco had a dominant first year. Last year, I don't remember.
Fleegs, was it you?
I think Fleegs won last year, right?
I honestly do not remember.
I don't remember either.
I definitely
lost. I think it was between me and him. You had a bad year.
I lost.
Yeah, Marco had
dominant
a
first
rough year,
year, bad last year. It doesn't matter. But the way we do it is we pick both local games, and then we pick three others, and then for five picks, and then we will have our Take a Chance parlay after the update. So let's get it started here in week number one. We'll go with Fleegs first. It's easier that way. Then the music runs out. He can recover. So go ahead, Mike. You're up.
Thank you for that inside baseball look, because you're 100% right.
Yeah, no, you want to get through the picks, and then you're on top of the music right now.
That's rough when we lead off with Marco, because then I got to crossfade while talking. You know, yep. This much easier this way. So
I've been there.
I'll do the three non-local games first. Game number one, this is a team that I almost feel like they should be favored in the game. I like the Texans +3 against the Rams. There's all the questions about Matthew Stafford, and I love Stafford and the Rams. And had we known he's 100% healthy, this is a team that I might pick to go to the Super Bowl, but there's question marks there. I like this Texans team to kind of bounce back after what was a rough sophomore season for C.J. Stroud and that whole coaching staff. But Bobby Slowick's gone. And you also have, you know, they played well in the postseason. They beat the Chargers, and they gave the Chiefs a really tough game in Kansas City in the divisional round. I think they have a big year, and I think it starts with a week one win. That defense can be one of the best defenses in the NFL, so I think they'll do a good job against that Rams team. I like the Texans as dogs. Game number two, I just said I think this is a team that's going to the Super Bowl. I don't love betting against the Lions, but I'm going to do it here because this is a game to me where I would pick whoever the home team is as long as I didn't have to lay more than a field goal, and this game is at Lambeau Field, and the Packers are only laying 2.5. So I don't think it's going to be, you know, a sign that the Lions are having a bad season or anything. I think they're right in the mix. They're a playoff team. But I do like the Packers in week one. I think they're going to get off to a nice start. I just like, you know, for all the accolades that the Detroit coaching staff gets, I think the Packers deserve some of that with the way they've kind of built up after moving on from Aaron Rodgers. And remember, last year, they got off to the shaky start because Jordan Love got hurt in that week one game, Brazil against the Eagles.
Right.
He's healthy. I think they play a good game. I think they win at home. And game number three, because it's the game of the week, how do you not pick Ravens-Bills? And we said it earlier, this is the team I have representing the AFC in the Super Bowl and ultimately winning it. And on paper, they're a better team. So give me the Ravens to, I mean, win this game. It could be a shootout, but this Ravens offense, they honestly have that kind of talent where every time they touch the ball and don't score, you wonder, well, what went wrong?
Yeah.
And I think this game matters to them, even though it's in Buffalo, after what happened last year in the playoff game, and a game you can argue the Ravens really should have won. I think a week one regular season matchup matters more to them than it does the Buffalo Bills. So those are my three non-local games. And then local, we all think the Giants have a chance to win this game. So how do I not take them plus the 5.5? I liked it earlier when this line was more towards the Commanders. It's moving towards the Giants. But I like the Giants to cover the spread here. Not necessarily win the game. I think we're discounting the Commanders a little too much in terms of what they can do in the season. But I do think the Giants cover and keep it close. And then, listen, I have a chance to take Mike Tomlin Aaron Rodgers, TJ Watt, all of it against the Jets and a quarterback who can't throw the football that the Steelers said no thank you to. And the building's going to be half Steelers fans anyway. I was leaning Steelers before the AVT injury. Now, the one strength of the Jets just got blown up. Give me the Steelers minus the 2.5.
All right. He's got the Steelers minus 2.5 against the Jets, which I know is very tough for him to pick as a big Jet fan who is still just buried in that Jet tradition.
Yeah, I definitely won't be rooting aggressively for the Steelers on Sunday.
I don't know. All right, Marco.
All right, I'll take the three non-locals first. This one's basically the idea of this game sucks, but the line I like, Cardinals 6.5 against the Saints. Look, the Saints are awful. They're awful. I have no idea what Spencer Rattler's going to be other than terrible. I don't know what Kellen Moore is going to be as a coach. This is probably the team that's going to be battling for the first pick in the draft. The Cardinals are not great, but they're good. They're solid. And I can see Kyler Murray having a big day. This is a game that just kind of falls off the table when you look at it because there's nothing juicy about it. You know the Cardinals are going to win the game. It's just a question of how much. I think they win in a blowout, so give me the Cardinals laying the 6.5. The second game is, again, almost like a pick against it. I know the Dolphins are beat up. I know they're not great. I know they have issues with the locker room and Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa. And is Mike McDaniel on the hot seat? And does he get bounced and all that? I get it. What the hell are the Colts doing? Like, I don't think they know what they want to do.
Right.
When you don't know, when you sign Daniel Jones and bring him in for competition with Anthony Richardson and basically make it where you want Daniel Jones to be the starter and you don't want Anthony Richardson to be your quarterback, it almost feels like this entire franchise is in turmoil where they don't know what they want to do and they don't know what the next move is. I think Shane Steichen wants to save his job and he's looking at Daniel Jones to do that. That, to me, is already a little bit of a scare. The Dolphins are better than we give them credit for. Are they good? No. Will they make the playoffs? No, I don't think so. But I could see Tua having a big day, and I could see Daniel Jones doing what Daniel Jones does, which is not put up points. So give me the Dolphins. We're actually getting points, plus 1.5 on the road against Indianapolis. The third game is the game tonight. It's in Brazil. It's a good game and two good teams with the Chiefs and the Chargers. And the line is not good because it's right at 3. So I can. This almost screams push. It really does. But do you know what Andy Reid's record with the Chiefs is in September?
It's probably good.
It's 25-5.
Yeah.
And they're 15-1 in their last 16 games in September. I have a hard time. And then the fact that you're going to Brazil, where they've been through everything. It's not Jim Harbaugh won't get the Chargers ready. And I find it hard to bet against Andy Reid and the Chiefs in this spot. And I also like the fact that the Chiefs got... I mean, their ass handed them in the Super Bowl.
Right.
No one believes in them. Everybody thinks that this is the down year. There's no chance they find... I can see them having a big season where they're the underdog now, and I can see it starting in Brazil. I'm afraid of the push. I'm not going to lie. I wish there was, you know, the hook somewhere.
Sure.
But laying the 3 with the Chiefs and the Chargers, give me Kansas City. For the two locals, look, we'll start with the Jets. I've been on record. I've been saying this. I know the AVT injury makes it worse. I think the Jets are in for a really bad season. Like a really head-scratching, what are you trying to do? This entire regime has given me Joe Judge vibes right from the start. They're worried about culture. They're worried about running the football, playing good defense. While that's all nice and well, it feels like they want to play 1987. We don't turn the ball over. We'll ram it down your throat. We'll win 14-10. What happens when you're down 10-0? It almost feels like the Jets are going into every game going, we don't have to throw the football and we could still win. No, you can't. This is 2025. You're not going to win games like that. And I feel like the Jets are dying to just, we'll run it 40 times, and then Justin Fields will run it 10 more. And, hey, if he makes one throw, you can't win in the NFL like that. It doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like they're going to struggle left and right, and then they're going to tell me about doing the culture thing right. Stop it. Give me the Steelers laying the 2.5. Pittsburgh's got something, obviously, a point to prove in this one. But I think it's also just the fact that the Jets are really, they're going to be bad. They're going to be bad all season. Sorry, Jet fans. This is going to be a rough one for you. For the other local, I've been loving this, but I feel worse about it simply because everybody's been all over it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with it anyway. Give me the Giants plus the 5.5 against Washington. I do feel like the Giants are going to be sneaky good is maybe a little bit too high, but they're going to be a pain in the ass. How about that? Every game that they play, they're going to be in because their defense is going to keep them in it. And it's a question of can they, Russell Wilson and their offense, which is limited, can they be opportunistic enough where the defense sets them up and instead of turning it right back and three and out, taking those opportunities where you're 50 yards and in and turning them into points and really be able to win games that are low scoring, yes, but they're opportunistic and you actually play good complementary football. I feel like the Giants can do that this year because I think Wilson's going to be competent, basically, and Daniel Jones was not. Mm-hmm. And I do think it starts here. Washington's going to be in for a little bit of a down year, not because they're bad, but because, I mean, last year, let's be fair, as good as they were, they also got a lot of breaks, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really work like that 2 years in a row. And Jaden Daniels is the real thing, don't get me wrong, but I do think the Giants put up a really good fight. I could see them even winning the game, but I do like them covering. That's a big number. Give me the Giants plus the 5.5.
All right. Just enough time for me. I'm going to go with the three locals, the three non-locals to start as well. A couple games shared, so I'll start with there. I'm with you on Miami plus 1.5. In Indianapolis. One, fast track indoors. That's exactly where Miami lives. The other thing is the one thing Miami that you're concerned about, the offensive line's bad, but you're really concerned about that defensive backfield. And I just don't think the Colts are the kind of team that makes you scared about your defensive backfield. I don't. So I think there's enough there where offensively on a fast track, at least early on with Tua healthy and everybody healthy, I think that offense can get after it. And to you, I think your point is, I don't know what the Colts are. I don't know who they want to be. I don't trust the Daniel Jones-led team. There's probably some infighting about the idea of who the quarterback is inside that room. I don't like any of it. And I just think Miami's the better team. Plus, I'm getting 1.5. So I'll take Miami plus 1.5. I'm also going to take Baltimore, as we talked about it. I think they're the better team. I think the Bills win because of the quarterback. I think there's more substance to the roster, and they're just a better overall team than the Bills. Plus, I also saw that over his last 20 games on turf, Lamar Jackson is 17-3 against the spread. The game actually opened up with Buffalo as the favorite, 1.5 point. It's completely swung to 1.5 with Baltimore, and I think there's a reason why everyone's betting Baltimore. I like it. I hate to be that guy enjoying in on it, but I think Baltimore is the better team. I think they're hungry. I think they're pissed off. I think they're looking to make a statement against this Bills team that they lost to last year. So give me Baltimore minus 1.5. And then the other one, I'm going to take Cleveland plus 5.5 as a home dog, divisional dog. Two things Joe Burrow struggles with: opening games and Cleveland. He has not played well against the Browns. They do not get off to good starts. Their offensive line is atrocious, and the defensive front of Cleveland is by far their strength. That is the biggest mismatch of the entire game. Now, I know how good Joe Burrow can be. I know how good that passing attack can be, but something just tells me to start the year a bad matchup, an offensive line that's banged up, all the games they've been playing with their defensive edge rusher, and all the stuff going on with Cincinnati. I think they get off to these bad starts. Eventually, the offense will be a juggernaut. I don't see it week one. Plus, Stefanski made the playoffs with Flacco 2 years ago. Like, I think if you just have a competent quarterback who can make plays, not turn the ball over, and work inside Stefanski's offense, I think you actually have a fairly competent team. Plus, you got one of the best defensive players in the world off a big-time contract against one of the worst offensive lines. So give me Cleveland plus 5.5 at home against Cincy. And then the locals, yeah. Look, I think Pittsburgh is going to be one of the surprise teams in the AFC. I think they have a chance to be really good. I believe in Aaron Rodgers. I've believed in Aaron Rodgers this whole time. I think he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder, 2 years removed from his injury, and I just expect him to play really well. And I agree with you. I've been saying it the whole time. I don't know what kind of offense we're going to get from this Jet team. I don't know where they throw the football. I think you've got TJ Watt. I think the Vera Tucker injury is a devastating one to this offensive line. And I just think Pittsburgh is a better football team, a better coach team, at least as of right now, with Tomlin against someone who hasn't coached in the NFL before as a head coach. And I just think if you're going to get into this type of game where it's smash mouth, defense, run the football, and it comes down to who's better coached, I just think I love Tomlin in this spot. I think this is a year that they've kind of decided to go all in and try and prove something here in the AFC, and I think they're going to be motivated to go out there and play well, and Tomlin is just too much for me. So give me Pittsburgh minus 2.5, and then the Giants. I've been all over this for a while. Give me the Giants plus 5.5. I think they win the game outright. I think coming off of last year, Daniels, who, again, we all believe is, you know, a great young quarterback, I think a year removed, he did get off to a slow start last year. That could just be the idea that he was a rookie quarterback, but it took a while for Washington to find themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if they get off to a slow start. All the stuff with Terry McLaurin in the offseason could take some time for the offense to gel. Plus, the Giants are a divisional opponent who play them well, know them well, could have won the game two different times last year if you know, Neighbors holds on to the ball, especially in that first time that they played each other where they limited them to no touchdowns. I think this defense gets after him, makes him uncomfortable, and I just have a weird feeling the Giants are going to play well. I think offensively they can run the football. The only thing that scares me is Andrew Thomas. It sounds like he's probably not going to play. The offensive line without him has been a disaster. I do think they're deeper and more poised to play without him this year than they've been in prior years, but still, it makes me nervous. Outside of that, if he plays, I love it. If he doesn't, I still think the offensive line is good enough to get some offense, and this defense should limit it. So give me the Giants, +5.5, Pittsburgh, -2.5. Cleveland is home, divisional dogs, getting 5.5 against Cincy, Miami, +1.5, and Baltimore, -1.5 on the road in Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.